Hi, I'm Debbie James, the Secretary of the Air Force. Diversity and inclusion are not just buzzwords. Diversity and inclusion are warfighting imperatives.
I'm General Dave Goldfein, your 21st Air Force Chief of Staff. Our country has a natural advantage in our incredibly diverse population. We just need to maximize it. Diversity brings us face to face with those who think, speak, and act differently than us.
These differences can make us stronger. Inclusion means that we need to make these differences work for us by bringing together the right people to find new solutions to complex problems.
Recruiting and retaining diverse airmen cultivates innovation. Like different aircraft and missions make up one air tasking order, different people make the best teams when integrated purposefully together. In Iraq and Afghanistan, we continually worked to gain the trust of the people, but we initially struggled connecting with half of the population due to limited engagement with women. Later, we strengthened our missions with female engagement teams and gained access to vital areas of society.
During the 2015 Nepal earthquake response, we asked a senior airman, Katiwada, born in Nepal, to assist with relief operations. He understood Nepalese interests and Air Force capabilities, and as a result, he effectively communicated in hours what otherwise might have taken days.
Our Air Force must be diverse to optimize our contribution to the Joint and Coalition Warfighting Team.
Unquestionably, there are skills, insight, and cultural understanding in every community upon which we must capitalize. So here's what we're doing about it.
Establish diverse slates for key military developmental positions. This initiative will require that the pool of airmen considered for key military developmental positions include at least one qualified, diverse candidate. This process will be used to make assignments at the Headquarters Air Force, Major Command, and Numbered Air Force levels, and other locations where a formal slate for these types of positions is currently used. The process is designed to highlight the best eligible and qualified talent from a candidate pool during the interview stage, but does not predicate or mandate hiring decisions. As these types of positions are used to help develop military leaders across the department, this initiative seeks to help close persistent diversity gaps across the Air Force leadership. Ensure diverse command selection boards and development teams. Development teams and command selection boards have a responsibility to shape career fields and select leaders within the Air Force. To ensure that varied perspectives and experiences are represented when considering candidates for future command positions, and to promote greater diversity of those considered for command, this initiative will require diverse membership on the panels comprising DTs and CSBs. This initiative will also require the CSB president or DT chair to monitor and assess the diversity of both the selectees and those not selected for command following the board's decision. Establish an Air Force Human Capital Analytics Office. Under this initiative, a Human Capital Analytics Office will be established within the Office of the Assistant Secretary of the Air Force. The CEL, which will be established as part of a two-year pilot partnership with the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense, will be comprised of a small team of data analysis and personnel experts. Using data analytics, this team will support decision-making by identifying and analyzing trends in personal data. These experts will help to identify sources of new military and civilian talent, discern retention trends and their root causes, and assist in the formulation and modification of policies designed to promote increased retention. The initiative will enable the Air Force to leverage the department's data analytic and micro-targeting capabilities to better attract and retain talent. Enable recruiters to open new geographic markets. This initiative seeks to provide Air Force recruiters with additional tools and resources that will allow them to identify and target a geographically diverse set of communities for new recruits. Beginning in fiscal year 2018, recruiters will be provided with advanced data analytic capabilities, including micro-targeting tools, to assist in identifying these untapped sources of talent and open these new markets. These tools will be shared across the total force, to include the regular Air Force, Air National Guard, Air Force Reserve, and civilian components. Under this initiative, the Air Force Recruiting Service will have an increased role in the placement process of recruiters, around the nation to ensure they are placed in regions and communities where they will have the largest impact. Build a diverse recruiting force. Currently, airmen are nominated for recruiter duty by wing commanders through the Developmental Special Duty Program. Under this initiative, commanders will be encouraged to submit nominations that reflect the diversity of the total force. Recruiters play an increasingly vital role in helping youth and influencers understand the broad array of career opportunities in the Air Force. Our recruiting efforts stand to benefit from a pool of recruiters that reflect diverse backgrounds, experience, and demographics. Increased funding for Air Force Reserve Officers Training Corps scholarships and student college internships to promote career and geographic diversity of new accessions. This initiative will increase funding to the Air Force ROTC program by $2.8 million per year for the next 5 years, which will fund approximately 200 additional scholarship cadets. These additional scholarships will focus on highly qualified ROTC candidates from underserved and underrepresented population centers with a variety of academic skills to meet Air Force requirements. This initiative will also increase college internship opportunities by 200 per year over the next 5 years. High-performing college students from a variety of educational backgrounds and from schools across the nation will be considered for these internships. The students will be placed in operational wing-level offices across the Air Force, with the goal of recruiting these students into the Air Force either in uniform or as civilians following their graduation from college. These efforts will allow the Air Force to assess a broader cross-section of diverse talent. Encourage female and minority populations to serve in career fields that lack diversity. Historically, certain career fields within the Air Force lack diversity. This is especially true of operational career fields, including pilots, air battle management, command system operations, space and missile operations, cyber operations, and intelligence operations. Under this initiative, leaders responsible for developing talent in career fields that significantly lack diversity will be required to develop and submit plans to address the underlying causes for the lack of diversity. These plans will focus on ways to improve recruiting and retention for those underrepresented career fields, with additional emphasis on diversity in operational career fields. As the Air Force often draws many of its leaders from operational career fields, this initiative will strengthen the talent pipelines, improve retention in these critical areas, and increase the diversity of candidate pool for senior leadership positions. Ensure leadership and service member engagement when deciding to geographically separate dual military spouses. Continued service can be particularly challenging for dual military couples, which account for approximately 34,000 active duty airmen and the majority of married female airmen. Under this initiative, commencing in the next assignment cycle, assignments that involuntarily separate dual military families will require approval by the commander of the Air Force Personnel Center. This initiative will ensure that involuntary assignments that separate dual military families are avoided to the fullest extent possible while balancing mission requirements. Provide female airmen more time to decide on balancing a career with a new child. Under current policy, female airmen may decide to opt out of their military service commitment early while they are pregnant, but only before the baby is born. This has the effect of requiring women to make a separation choice before childbirth, which may potentially undermine retention of quality airmen. Under this initiative, the policy will be revised to give women airmen the option of separating within the 12-month period after delivery. Airmen must still return to duty after the baby is born, consistent with the existing military leave policy. Through the MyVector online mentoring system, we will also look to pair new parents with airmen who have been able to successfully balance work and family demands in order to provide further support and guidance. This initiative will serve to allow us to retain our highly trained women and enable them to stay in the Air Force and raise a family. Reduce bureaucratic obstacles to providing reasonable accommodations for individuals with disabilities. Under this initiative, the Air Force will streamline funding for disability accommodations to reduce consistent bureaucratic delays and expedite providing our airmen with disabilities the tools they need to succeed. A new process and tracking tool will be established to expedite access to needed accommodations. Encourage civilian participation in professional development programs. Developmental education is often the path to career advancement and is vital in growing and developing today's GS-12 and GS-13 civilians into tomorrow's leaders and supervisors. Under this initiative, the Air Force will undertake new measures to increase opportunities for civilians at the GS-12 and GS-13 level to participate in professional development programs. An additional $1 million in funding will be set aside and dedicated specifically to developmental education opportunities for these civilians. Supervisors will be encouraged to advertise and promote these opportunities through the MyVector online mentoring system. Diversity metrics for professional development programs offered to civilians between the GS-12 and GS-13 level will be tracked and analyzed to ensure underrepresented populations are afforded adequate training and opportunity for advancement and development. Provide unconscious bias training materials prior to key career events. The Air Force currently requires unconscious bias training in an effort to prevent bias that may influence how individuals view and evaluate themselves and others. This initiative modifies the timing of this required training provided to key personnel involved in personnel selections, including DT and CSB members, focusing the timing on those events where they are most likely to impact careers. To the fullest extent possible, unconscious bias training will be given immediately prior to promotion boards, to DT meetings on school assignments, prior to civilian hiring panels, and prior to annual performance evaluations. Established an Air Force Diversity and Inclusion Recognition Program. This initiative will establish a Diversity and Inclusion Recognition Program managed at Headquarters Air Force in fiscal year 2017. All Air Force organizations will be encouraged, but not required, to nominate individuals or groups of individuals who have promoted diversity and inclusion within the organization. For more information, visit af.mil.